Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3, no matter where in the world you are.
Morning, everybody. Thank you for being here for our meeting today. Please have all your phones and pagers turned off, please.
Yep, turn off your pagers, because you know how often we get disrupted with our 2026 pagers these days. It's a habit of speech. You know, we do that stuff all the time. 641 here on News Radio 92.3. That was Ray Eddington yesterday. Just, it made me laugh a little bit. Joining us now by phone, we have Brad Baker. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. I'm getting pictures sent in to me that the, what did I just show you, Candy? The Bayou Chico Boardwalk is underwater. People are sending me pictures of Villa Venice being, I mean, people's homes have not flooded, which is good, you know, but, you know, obviously the canal is full. What are you seeing across the county as you get up this morning? What are your folks up to dealing with Bertha?
Well, it's mainly a coastal event. We did close the pier yesterday. We're getting high waves, a lot of wind out there, and just concerned about the public safety side of that. So we'll reevaluate that this morning and plan to open it sometime today. Depending on, you know, the wind and the waves. It was pretty impressive surf yesterday, especially yesterday afternoon and evening.
I blinked with my ears. What did you say you closed?
The pier.
The pier. Okay, got it. Okay, that makes perfect sense. I was worried you said a bridge, and I, you know, if that, and I didn't think that had happened. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brad.
When the water's getting really high and the wind's blowing hard and people want to take their kids out there, it's just not a safe environment.
Right, right, for sure. No bridges got closed. Any roads flooded or anything like that that we need to know about this morning, as far as you know?
No updates. We obviously have a few problem areas right around the Tiger Point area, and anytime the water gets high, it's just it just floods those roads. So those are kind of common, one around Medora, so.
And this is one, it's an odd little storm, only because it seems like the major effects are actually to the south of the eye, and about 100 miles off the coast, and that's where they're seeing all the rain and the storming and that kind of stuff, which is, you know, bad for boating, but, you know, fine for us, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that wind shear, you can see how it's really keeping it from developing into a major storm. So I would say, looking at it this morning, you know, Texas-Mexico border is probably going to get all the rain. You know, we probably... I know up in the north end of the county, we haven't even got an inch of rain. So.
Not even any. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's talk about some of the things that took place. Before we get to yesterday's meeting, Chemukla Highway paving project, as far as I know, the note you guys sent out is underway. So this is up from Quintet to Willard Norris in that vicinity, and it's down to one lane back and forth. Is that right?
Yeah, during active paving, and it's from the Wallace light back down close to I can't remember the exact road, but the Para Park area.
Okay.
You know, our widening project is going to start at Para and go to Vinewood there south of Tunnel, and we'll be bidding that one out pretty shortly. So
Smyre Drive, I think, is the official one you're talking about.
Yeah. And this one is just the resurfacing and shoulder work, because of that time. And, you know, a lot of questions about, well, why don't you just do all of Chemukla Highway? That's probably a $12 or $14 million paving job for Chemukla. So we have to do it in segments.
Very good. All right. Just wanted to let people know who might be wondering about that. And this is actually, in my mind, this is actually good timing, because obviously schools are not in session right now. So the school traffic for the Wallace Lake Middle School is not, or K-8, you know, is not affected by all of this. A couple of things that came up in the meeting yesterday. One was the parking on or near the dunes or on the sand, and then the RV parking. We'll get to that in just a second with Brad Baker. Hold on for me just a second, Brad. Candy has traffic on the fives.
All right. And this is brought to you by... Discover, and Discover wants everybody to feel special. That's why they double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with a cash back match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Lots going on this morning. Accident at I-10 where it meets 110, but it is moved off to the right shoulder. Main and Barrancas, that railroad arm is down. No lights flashing or anything, but it's blocking traffic. Traffic light at Blue Angel and Dog Track showing issues. There's a slowdown at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. A tree down on Chemstram. This is north of 10 Mile. And a tree down on Marcus Point behind the Tom Thumb. And it is blocking half the road. Emergency crews on scene. And then two stoplights that are completely out. The light at Michigan and Mobile Highway. And then the light at Softly Field and Mobile Highway. They're both completely out. You need to treat as four-way stops. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, please text it in. It's Candy with traffic on the 5 and 6s.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Yesterday you had two, I don't think exactly related ordinances that have been proposed now. One is to control parking on the beach and the dunes. What is the problem that's being solved here that can't be solved without an ordinance?
So they're parking on the right-of-way. Some people are parking on the dunes, just kind of parking in non-designated areas for parking, especially as it gets busy out on the beach. So in consultation with our sheriff, they just need an ordinance specific to that so they can enforce that. Obviously, if you're parked in a non-parking spot, we can ticket you, but they didn't feel like they could tow the vehicle. So we're just working on crafting some wording for an ordinance for the board to review and adopt to address that.
Okay, so you can put up a no parking sign because it's not a parking, but if you don't have an ordinance to tow the car, then obviously the sheriffs can't really enforce it. And you had mentioned something yesterday about how FHP has their tow records that they use, and you guys have to find a different contract with somebody else because FHP is not going to be delighted about you using their resources. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what the chief deputy indicated to me, that we need to, look at procuring our own record service.
And then the other one was the RV parking, which Bobby Burkett sort of brought up out of nowhere. But this is you shouldn't be parking on the public streets, which is also currently not prohibited. I know there's lots of rules around RVs, but what are the rules now? What does he want to actually do?
Yeah, he wants to add it to where you cannot park your RV on the right-of-way. So I think you'll probably see one ordinance that addresses both of them the way when I was talking with the county attorney's office yesterday. So they'll kind of draft that wording, review it with the commissioners individually and see if it covers everything they want, and then bring it back at a future board meeting.
Okay. And are there now rules about parking RVs on your own private land? Because I forget what the rule is in Escambia, but there are rules about this in some places. Is there a rule about that right now?
The only rule in our land development code is about living in it,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be a one-acre lot, zoned ag, or above, So not really for parking it. I know a lot of the HOAs have requirements, but there's nothing in the county ordinance that says you have to park it in the back of your lot.
All right, very good. And that's because I know when people hear about RVs and parking, I'm not an owner of one, but I know the people who do, they get very touchy about these things, and people have a very high level of attachment to their rights and whatever they think they can do. And so I knew people would care about it. That's why I wanted to bring it up with you, so people can, have it on their radar that is going to be coming to a future, at least a workshop or a committee meeting at some point in the future. Very good. Anything else that you're working on, Brad? You want to let people know about any projects, anything the county's doing?
No, we're excited. The roundabout should be opening before school starts back there on West Spencerfield Road. They're getting really close. They got to put a final layer of pavement and then stripe it. So, hopefully by the end of next week or so, it will be opened up and ready to take traffic on.
And that'll now be the third in the county, the fourth in the county? So I know there's one down at PSC in the south end. I know that there's that little one in Gulf Breeze proper. There's the one in the Pea Ridge Connector.
That's correct.
And then is this the fourth one in the county?
I think it's the third.
The third, okay.
I'm trying to think through all of them.
So. Yeah, I know. We can slowly but steadily learn how to drive like we're Europeans.
Yeah.
All right, Brad Baker, he is a Santa Rosa County Administrator and former Director of Public Safety. So, storm prep is near and dear to his heart for a long time. Brad, as always, thank you for the time. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Take care.
You bet. 650 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If